Stream recording. Dim. Pause recording. Button.
Good afternoon. Today is the, I guess it's still technically the morning, but today is July 20th, 2016. Today I'm going to actually review a book. I don't know if I've ever done any book reviews on here. I suppose I can go back through my history and look, but today I'm going to review a book called Alpha Farm, The Beginning by Annie Burdell. Now, apparently on the Kindle edition, it's got other authors listed, but on the Audible edition that I'm reviewing, it only has her, Annie Burdell. And for anyone interested, the first name is spelled A-N-N-I-E, like Annie the movie, and Burdell is spelled B-E-R-D-E-L. Now, first of all, a few things here to get out of the way. First of all, spoiler in effect. I probably will give something away. And I am sorry about that, but that's how it is. If you want to read the book and then come back and listen to the interview, then that would probably be the best thing that you can do, that you'd want to do if you do not want to have any deal with any spoilers. Second of all, I really do not like giving bad reviews. I think when someone writes a book or does an album or any kind of artistry, you put a lot into that. You put your heart, you put your I guess you could say your soul, you put a lot into that. And I know, and I have dabbled in writing a few things before, and you do put a lot into it, and it does hurt when people don't like what you've done. But I don't want to say this was the worst book I've ever read, but I would have to say it is probably one of the worst books I've ever read. The unfortunate thing is about the book, let me just kind of try to give you a synopsis without going too far off the rails here. The book is about, well, technically I was told it was about an EMP. It was an EMP attack, but then, again, this is the problem. One of the big problems with the book is that there were a lot of plot problems with the plot. And you don't really know if it was an earthquake, an EMP, a nuclear detonation. I don't think the author could really decide what the heck it was, to be honest. However, something happens that disables the electrical grid, at least for some places. And the book's never really clear on who's affected. I mean, even the timeline isn't right because for the main character's name is Emma. Let me just try to give a plot synopsis here before I go off. Again, I'm trying not to go off the rails, and it's really hard not to do. This is my third take on this interview or this review, and I don't want to digress completely from this. But so before I do that, the main character, the plot features in the main character Emma, who has a farm in Ohio. And this farm is apparently self-sufficient, she's got tunnels, and I don't think she has any bunkers, but she's got tunnels and her own food supply and her own way to make food and her own way to store food and her own way. Even she's got, I think, some solar panels, and so she can probably have a little bit of electricity on the farm. Completely self-subsisting farm. And she has built up a network of other people, women who have their own alpha farms, self-subsisting farms, and that part of the book I really liked. And apparently they are there to help other people that they know and that they trust to help them get from point A to point B, etc., etc. So the book lays out how she set up this network and how this network is utilized in the event of a catastrophic grid failure. Now, had the plot been a bit more streamlined, this could have been a really good book. And it has the potential, it has the potential to be a very good book if it was sort of rewritten and streamlined. But she's got all these plots and subplots, and a few examples would be, and again, this is the big problem I have with the book. A few examples would be the sheriff. She doesn't have a good relationship with the sheriff. And that really didn't need to be in there. Or it could have been, some of the stuff could have been taken out. as far as the sheriff's hatred of Latinos, the sheriff's, it didn't add anything to the story, except in the end when she realizes he was responsible for some very horrible things in a neighboring county. But that didn't need to be there. It didn't add anything to the story. I mean, and then of course she had this issue with a wolf that attacked her. That didn't need to be in the story. What does that have to do, except in the end she attacks another character that is out to kill her. And even that character goes from being, like, these characters would switch. Some of these characters would go from being one thing to being something completely different at the end. And I get that sometimes when a character is first revealed to you, you think they're one thing. But the way that she did it was so jarring. There was no subtle, I mean, it was just very, the book was very hard to read. And I had times in the book where I couldn't remember, like, okay, I'll give you an example. At the end of the book, this lady's going to kill her. Because the lady wants her husband and wants all her stuff and all that, and goes to kill her. The dog jumps in the middle. Her favorite, you know, really beloved dog jumps in the middle. The dog gets stabbed in the lung, the book notes. So you're thinking this dog is dead. Well, then the wolf comes and attacks and kills the lady. The woman goes and takes, the main character goes and takes her dog to, hold on.
Pause recording. Button.
The woman goes and takes her dog to the vet, to this vet, and they tell her the dog's gonna be fine. Which I'm a little confused, because the dog got stabbed in the lung. There's no darn way that dog's gonna be fine if he's stabbed in the lung. The book doesn't mention that. And then like at the end of the book, the military people that come with this lady that's gonna kill the main character get the lady's husband. Get Emma's husband and are like torturing the guy to try to find out what he knows. And then at the end of the book, the lady comes downstairs and her dog, who was alive a few scenes ago, is all of a sudden strung up on her mantelpiece or something like that, skinned and clearly dead. And that's the end of the book. And you're sitting there going, wait a minute, I thought I guess this is supposed to be a sequel or a series, but the author does no. First of all, the book's 173 chapters, so it's so long and winding and drawn out, and then there's no tying of any loose ends to say, okay, this is what really happened to the dog. Maybe the lady was dreaming. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking some of these scenes have to be dreams, or they have to be. I mean, that was the big problem I had with the book, was some of the plots and the characters did not make any sense to me. And while the author tried to be diverse, and I commend her for trying, but the characters that she had were very stereotypical. Like some of the phrasing she used for when the lady that wanted Emma's husband was named Nina, and Emma's husband apparently was a Latino as well, and she was talking about she wanted that man for herself because she knew he had this Latino passion and all that kind of. It was like the stereotypical sexuality, and that really bothered me. And then of course she was made out to be this, somehow she went from, oh gosh, I gotta get my children away from these people that are gonna kill my children. By the end of the book, she's like, oh heck, if I lose my kids, it's collateral damage, no big deal. You know, so she goes from being this, oh God, please help me get my kids out of here so I can protect my kids, to my kids ain't nothing. If they stand in my way, I'm going to, you know. So it's like the character, she changed her characters depending on how she wanted her plot to go. And so it made the plot very weird and very, it was hard for me to read the book. Well, and then another problem I had was I listened to it via Audible. And whoever they got to narrate that book, it was as bad. The narrator was as bad as the book. Her accents that she tried to give the characters were terrible. And like you could tell, she couldn't do the accents, some of them, very well. So she had to slow down her speech so she could get the accent. So it made her sound, I mean, the dialogue was very stunted. I mean, it is, what can you not say? It's almost like, what can you not say bad about this book? And I'm so, like I said, I'm so sorry because, like I said, I know this lady, you know, probably put her heart and her soul into this book. And I didn't like the plugs the little subtle plugs to her website. Apparently there is a real website called Prepper Chicks. And if, for though, again, I'm going to, as a side note here, preppers are people that are basically preparing for the end of civilization as we know it via, I mean, who knows, whatever they're preparing for, nuclear war, EMP, economic collapse, pandemic, whatever. I mean, I don't know. But that's what this whole thing is. I think the book was supposed to be to try to educate people and tell a story at the same time. But I didn't like the plugs. Like, there would be parts in the book where she would stop and say, note from author, if you have any questions, you can email me at so-and-so. And, or if you want to visit this website, you can visit, you know, prepperchicks.org. And I'm like, can you do that at the end of the book? And she did at the end of the book, but it could have told a very compelling story, but like, I don't, a lot of these, and I've read quite a few, again, I've read in the last few weeks, I've gone on this, post-apocalyptic binge here of fiction. And a lot of this fiction is very biased. It's very biased. It seems, you know, I mean, obviously there's, you know, a lot of people who are in this, I don't know what you call it, genre, or who have this lifestyle, I think tend to be very anti-government and like in some cases anti-Muslim. So if you're a Muslim reading this, you're going to come across some of this fiction, not necessarily this book, by the way, but for example, I've read what's kind of started me on this trajectory, again, another side note, sorry, as I said, I'm trying not to get too digress too much here. But a few years ago, I listened to a podcast via the Serotech website about, and there was a weekly podcast that was done, and that particular podcast had to do with emergency preparedness from a blindness perspective, or what would, you know, for example, disasters via, from a blindness perspective. And what kind of made the guy who was doing the podcast interested in this topic was the book One Second After by William, I think it's William Forstchen. I may be saying his name wrong. I think it's spelled Forstchen. If you Google One Second After, you'll get it. And for those who may have an issue, the foreword, if you do choose to read the book, is done by Newt Gingrich. So, Mr. I'm going to deport all Muslims who say they believe in Sharia. But anyway, that's... again, I'm digressing a lot here. So, anyway... So, that's what kind of started me on this kind of trajectory. And of course, I read the book when I had a lot more time to read because it was before my son was born and all that. But, so I read it, I think it was 2010. I read the book 2009 to 2010. I can't remember. And so that's one book, One Second After. Another couple of books I just read that somebody recommended to me were, by an author called named Ray Gorham, G-O-R-H-A-M. And he wrote two books, 77 Days in September and Daunting Days of Winter. And that's part of, I guess, a series that he's working on. Okay, my next two books that I just finished were the Dark New World series by... Hold on a minute. Henry Jean Foster, and the main, well, the first author is, it's escaping me again. Oh, J.J. Holden. J.J. Holden and Henry Jean Foster wrote those two, that series. And aside from this Annie Burdell book, these other two books, aside from examples, they're actually really good books. I actually enjoyed them, and some people didn't like the narrations very well, but I found the stories compelling. I found the plot at least believable somewhat, you know, believable enough that I didn't see the need to do a review and go, gosh, this is a terrible plot. Again, you're going to come across from some of these some very anti-Muslim, anti-foreign sentiment, as far as, because in some of these series we are attacked by people that in the real world I don't think would have ever joined forces together, but who knows. So you're going to come across that. But now, in one of my previous takes, when I tried to do this review before, a couple of points I wanted to bring up was, whenever I read these types of fiction, I often find myself wondering to myself, okay, how would a Muslim, or how would a blind person, you know, how would someone like me handle something like that? And of course, the scary thing is a blind person, a totally blind person with no sight. I don't know how I'd handle a post-apocalyptic situation. And to be blunt about it, I don't know that I would survive it, to be honest, because there's so much, according to what the experts say, there'd be so much lawlessness and I don't know. And you know, I'm not a prepper. I had moments where I wish I could build a bunker in my backyard, you know, to be blunt about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just, you know, of course, here in Florida, you start digging too deep, you might hit water, and then you'll have a little swimming pool in your backyard instead of a bunker, but I digress again. Anyway, I'm not part of that. I'm not prepared. I don't have a, you know, I've thought about it, you know, and I think it probably isn't a bad idea to try to have some supplies together. But again, if you're in, unless you're out in the country, or you're in a self-sustaining farm somehow, I don't know how you would be able to, you know, if you lived in a city, how you would be able to do stuff like that. But again, I'm digressing all over the place here. But my main problems with the book, as I said, were the plot. The plot was terrible. There was all kinds of subplots and side plots and holes in the story, and the timeline didn't make sense, and the plot didn't make sense, and so it was just a very hard book to read. And then she had, I think she took too long in setting up the story. I mean, I think you were probably halfway through the book before the actual event actually happened. And then you're kind of sitting there going, what? And like, some of the characters didn't really make sense. It just seemed like it was like the sheriff. I mean, the sheriff really got me. When she was describing the sheriff, he was a liberal from Chicago. He was a Chicago liberal who came and to live in our town, and we didn't like him, but somehow he got elected. Like, he somehow, you know, they were just waiting to be able to elect, you know, vote him out of office. But then he's racist. And I'm not saying liberals can't be racist, but he wasn't racist in the liberal racist. He was he sounded like a Tea Party Republican racist. You know, those Latino, you know. And what was worse, like, I think she tried to make him above the law, this government guy who thinks he can do anything. So I know what she was trying to make him, but she tried to make him into something that, to me, wasn't believable. And like I said, I'm not saying liberals can't be racist, but they wouldn't have done it in the way of, I'm going to go shoot some people and rape people because I hate Hispanics, or I hate Latinos, or whatever. It didn't make sense to me. It's like that really was a very jarring character plot point that I just thought was, you got to be kidding me. So that was the bit, another. And then, like, as I said, her husband, at the beginning, was, he's from Brooklyn. And his name is Tommy. And it's like in the middle of the book, she decided to make him Latino. It was almost like she wrote this book off the cuff and didn't go back and check what she wrote previously, because some of the things were very, there was even contradictory things in the book, that one point in the book, it was this, and later point in the book, it was that. And again, the example was the dog getting killed or not getting killed. And another example, I mean, there was a lot of examples of that in the book. So it just wasn't a very, it could have been a very compelling story, but it wasn't a very believable story, because there were so many issues with the plot and the characters. And I think that she could have trimmed the book well, not made, you know, trimmed it down a little bit and made it more compelling, and then made the plot more agree, where things agreed with each other as you went through the book. Because I had times in the book where I'm like, okay, wait a minute, I thought it was this. You know, did I read something wrong here, or did I fall asleep, or was I dreaming, or was the character dreaming? And I'm just completely, like I said, it's very hard for me to say that this is the worst book I've ever read, but it's probably one of the worst books I've ever read. I wish it wasn't, because she tried to put some very strong female characters in the book that I liked. And I think the book could have been a very well-written book. And maybe if she goes back, maybe she can go back and do a do-over and get an editor or somebody to go over it. And I mean, it just seemed like it was a rough draft. It didn't seem like it was even a serious novel. I mean, it was, like I said, it was bad. I'm sorry to say that, because I think she could have, could have done a lot with it. And made a very compelling story. So, on that particular note, I don't want to go off on a whole other tangent like I've done in my previous takes. Again, the book that I just finished reading is called, if you want to go read it, is, or look at it, it's Alpha Farm: The Beginning by Annie Burdell. Again, A-N-N-I-E-B-E-R-D-E-L is the spelling of the name. If you're wanting to dive a little bit more into this type of fiction, again, the probably the best known book of this type of genre is William Forston's book, One Second After. And I didn't know if he was going to do a sequel, and apparently I read somewhere a long time ago that somebody bought the rights to the book, so maybe we'll have a movie with that name coming out. That'd be interesting to see how they do that. And then, of course, Ray Gorham's series, the Kyle Tate series, apparently, is what it's called. And the two books in that series so far are 77 Days in September and Daunting Days of Winter. And Gorham, it's Ray, R-A-Y, Gorham, G-O-R-H-A-M, I believe. And then the Dark New World series, and that is by J.J. Holden and Henry Gene Foster. And Gene is G-E-N-E, like the you know, Eugene Gene. So if you want to head off in that direction, there you go. That should get you started. I believe there are some other books of that type of genre, that type of attack happening. If you go to Audible, there's a ton of them there, and I think I'm sensing some of these might actually be self-published, just the way that they're written. And but that's my guess. That's just my own personal guess. I could be wrong. Those are some books if you want to head off in that direction and see where they take you. Happy reading. And you know, one, or not so happy reading, but one thing about some of these books, it really does make you want to start putting together your supplies and thinking about what the heck you would do, and if, especially if you lived in a big city, you know, what you would do if something like this were to happen. And you know, as crazy as the world is nowadays with things going on that in the last few weeks that have been just completely crazy, it does kind of make you go, wow, you know, maybe I should, you know. And you don't want to, I mean, it's, you know, if you watch some of these shows where they have these people on there trying to prepare, and they're made out to look like crazy people. I don't want to do that. I don't think people should do that. I think it's wise to be prepared. But it's sad that the only people promoting these are kind of the conspiracy, like the, well, it's not Art Bell anymore. What is that show? Coast to Coast AM. If you ever listen to that show, they kind of go off the rails as far as all kinds of different conspiracy things. And it's sad that preparedness kind of gets lumped into that. But anyway, I'm digressing again. I'll probably just end this for now. But, you know, enjoy the books or not enjoy the books, and feel free to review them, and feel free to comment on, if you read any of these books and you want to comment on this post, feel free to do so. And I'd be happy to hear anyone else's take on some of these books and what they thought. Okay, take care. Have a good day, everybody. 24 minutes and 40 cost 24 41% 24 cost train recording pause 24 minutes cost recording.